like a ham on rye?
No. I'm not programmed to eat for another 15 minutes here, huh?
Forgot the mustard again.
Hey, look at this. Pardon my glove.
Oh, thanks.
What are you doing, Master?
What is it? This is a heat test chamber, Jeannie. We're trying to find out how much heat a human body can stand.
You're not supposed to eat.
Excuse me, Jack. How long have you been in there?
4 hours and 30 minutes, Dr.
Oh, that's enough.
Yes, sir.
We're bringing you out, gentlemen.
I don't want them to bring me out. This is the first good steam bath I've had in months.
If you enjoy this, Master, you can do it in your very own living room.
Goodbye.
Oh, very well. I will see you at dinner.
Huh. How are you feeling, Major Nelson?
Fine.
Good.
Fine.
And you, Major Healy?
Well, the sandwich was a little dry.
Sandwich?
Oh, the tube sandwich with the yips.
Oh, yeah. We're assigning you to a special mission, Major Nelson.
Oh, the Apollo project, sir?
not quite. NASA has approved of making the documentary film, and they're going to bring in a movie expert from Hollywood.
Oh? Oh, really? What does that have to do with me, sir?
Well, you're going to act in the film.
Here
we are. This is your director, Mr. Alan Kerr. This is Major Healy and Major Nelson.
How do you do, sir?
A star is born.
I've never done any acting, Mr. Kerr.
Alan.
Won't be necessary for you to do any acting, Major. I want the real you. The whole idea is to photograph an average day in the life of an average astronaut. Your home life, everything.
My home life.
That's what I said.
I really don't think it would work.
Well, why not, Major?
Well, I'm not an average astronaut. I don't have any family.
Major Nelson, General Brindley has asked us for full cooperation. Now, since Mr. Kerr has been kind enough to come out here from Hollywood and lend his assistance, it's up to us to make everything as easy as possible for him.
There's nothing to worry about, Major. As long as you have me behind the camera.
I do think that perhaps we ought to get just a little more thought.
Did you send for me, sir?
Oh, yes, Major.
Well, I kind of thought you'd be sending for me.
Well, here are the results of the heat chamber test. So take them to the lab for me, will you? Was there anything else, Major?
Well, I heard you were filming a documentary, and I've had a little acting experience, and I thought you might be needing me.
Oh, were you an actor, Major Healy?
Well, I played King Lear.
King Lear? On Broadway?
Horace Mann High School.
Horace Mann High School.
We're making a documentary, Major. We don't need actors.
Well, if Roger would like to do this instead of me, I have no objection.
Why don't you both do it? You work as a team anyway.
And I could help Tony out. Well, that's settled.
I'm not too familiar with the movie techniques. Could you answer a question?
Shoot.
What's Anne Margaret really like?
I'd like to spend as much time as I can with you, Major. I really like to get to know my actors.
Oh, yes, I can understand that.
Splendid. But how about dinner tonight at your house?
Dinner tonight? Tonight really is not the best.
Why not?
We're having Turkish leftovers.
I've never had Turkish leftovers. That sounds intriguing.
Major, I think it'd be a very good idea for Mr. Kerr to see you in your home environment. We're going to shoot you there, too.
I believe it.
What?
We're redecorating. The whole place is a mess.
You didn't decorate your house. Are you kidding? What was your... Perfect. It'd make it seem more homey. See at 7.
Homey at 7. Yes, right. Would you all excuse me? I have a pressing engagement.
Master.
Hello, Jeannie. Look, I want you to mess up the house.
Mess up the house? I just finished vacuuming.
Look, this is important. I have a very important guest coming, and, well, the house has got to be messed up for him. I want you to make it look terrible.
Oh, well, if that is what you wish.
Well, don't overdo it. Just make it look as though I've been redecorating.
Yes, Master.
And try to look inconspicuous.
Inconspicuous?
Yeah. Do the best you can.
Here we are.
Oh.
You live here.
Well, it's just an experiment, you see.
Wow. What happened to your place?
I like it.
You do?
It breathes. Reminds me of a wild bird soaring into space. I can't wait to photograph you in this room.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening. I'm Alan Kerr.
I am Jeannie. I am Major Nelson.
Decorator. She's my interior decorator.
Oh, you've done a marvelous job, darling.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Kerr is here to direct a documentary.
Oh, how exciting. Oh, will you sit down, please?
Thank you.
Being a director must be very interesting.
It has its rewards. There's nothing like the satisfaction of getting a good performance from a clod.
A clod?
Most actors are clods.
Well, how do you get a good performance out of them?
I whip them into it.
You whip them into it?
In the old days when I made bee pictures, I was known as the Beast of the Bees. I can't stand incompetence.
Well, I don't blame you.
When I have an actor in front of my camera, I expect me to know his job. Heaven help him if he doesn't. I'll have my camera crew here first thing in the morning. I think we'll start in this corner.
Sounds pretty tough.
Don't worry, I'll pull you through.
It's gonna work.
Oh.
See you at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to pick up Major Healy coming in the door in a wide shot, yeah, and then go to a tight two. And then the next... where's my script, girl?
What does he mean by tight two?
Why are the little people always frustrating me?
May I help you?
Do you have a stopwatch?
You stopwatch? Yes.
Okay. shall we go over the scene once more?
I don't think that'll be necessary. I know my lines. An old pro never forgets.
Let's do it anyway. You've come over to have breakfast with Tony, and you're discussing the new project. Now, have you got that?
Right.
Now, go out the door and get ready for your entrance.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Tony, there's the door.
I'm sorry.
Do not worry. Go on.
Tony, please!
Sorry. Hi, Raj.
Morning, Tony. How are you feeling this morning?
Oh, fine. Pretty exciting day. I can't wait to test the new scale model of the lunar landscape.
Neither can I.
Would you like some coffee before you go to work?
I'd love a cup of coffee before we go to work.
How do you take it?
Cream and sugar.
I wonder what it's going to be like to be the first man to land on the moon.
I guess we won't know until we get there.
Very good.
Yeah, you really like it?
Wait till I say cut. What was the timing on that?
Oh, the timing? 9 3/4 seconds.
What's that, a psychedelic egg timer? Okay, let's shoot it.
Be calm.
All right, here we go.
Like in rehearsal.
Like in rehearsal. Make your entrance from the front door.
From the front door.
Major?
Yes.
Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. One more. Ready.
All right, here we go. Now let's have it quiet. I don't even want breathing. Ready? Roll them. Action. The bell. Ring the doorbell, Major Healy. Thank you. That's you, Tony, baby.
Oh, sorry. Oh, hi, Rog.
Morning, Tony. How are you feeling this morning?
Fine. It's a pretty exciting day. I can't wait to test the new scale model of the lunar landscape.
Neither can I.
Would you like a cup of coffee before we go to work?
I'd love a cup of coffee before we go to work.
How do you take it?
I guess we won't know until we get there.
I wonder what it's going to be like to be the first man to land on the moon.
Cream and sugar.
What? What?
What are you doing?
You mean, what am I doing?
Oh, that cream and sugar stuff on the moon.
Ah, I know what you mean. You're too tense. Relax. Too much. Too much.
Let's try it again.
It's a long scene.
Wait a minute. What?
Open the door.
Morning, Tony. How are you feeling this morning?
What time is it?
Oh, it is 9 a.m.
Lunch!
That's pretty good, Raj.
Come in. Ah, Mr. Kerr. Oh, anything the matter?
Yes. Roger Healy, you know, King Lear.
Well, if you're having any trouble getting cooperation.
The problem is I'm getting a little too much cooperation. He's the lousiest actor I've ever seen.
Well, I'm sure that everything will turn out. What about Major Nelson?
Dr. Bellows, can I level with you?
Well, of course.
I'd like to make Tony Nelson a star. Take him to Hollywood. I got a part in the next picture that he'd be perfect for.
Oh, I'm sure that Major Nelson would never be interested in going to Hollywood.
I was hoping he might have a vacation coming up. I've worked with the biggest stars in this business, and he's a natural if I ever saw one. He'll be the biggest star in Hollywood.
You really think so?
I know so. He has a quality that nobody teaches you. It's a gift.
Well, I always thought he was colorful, but...
Shines right out at you. Blinds you. Doctor, you put him on the screen, and he'll have every woman in the country swooning. One picture will be bigger than Rock Hudson.
Me bigger than Rock Hudson?
Yes? Yeah, Major Healy. Sure. Right. Oh, all right, thank you very much. Roger reported the main gate about an hour ago. Nobody's seen him since.
Shall I go look for Major Healy?
No. I have a better idea. We'll shoot this scene without him.
Oh, but I'm sure I can find him.
Let's not press our luck. We'll make it now. We'll pick it up right over here.
Hi. How's it going? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Roger. What's the outfit for?
Oh, this old thing? Well, I thought I'd give the scene a little color.
I came to Cape Kennedy to make a documentary in 3 days. You're turning this into War and Peace.
Don't you think I've suffered too? I know things have been going slowly, but old Rog will help.
I don't need any help! Sorry, gang.
Let's do it!
Quiet, please. Believe it or not, gang, I think we're finally ready. Now, in this shot, Major Healy will be out of frame and re-enter and rendezvous with Major Nelson. One note. Please don't act, Major Healy.
Be honest.
Natural. Honest. Just be yourself. Tony, do it just the way you've been doing it. It's perfect. Okay, this'll be picture. Take him out. Roll him.
Speed.
Action!
Over here, Rod.
Rod! Rendezvous. Rendezvous. Cut! Let him down. Major Healy. We're not doing Peter Pan. Call Hollywood. I'll get this shot if it kills me.
And you too.
$3,000 for this. Uncle Sam, I've done more than my share.
What's gotten into you, anyway?
What's gotten into me? I'm going to be a big star. That's what's gotten into me.
Yeah, who says so?
Haven't you heard? I'm going to be bigger than Rock.
Rock who?
Rock Hudson.
Well, who said that?
Well, I heard our director telling Dr. Bellows, and he should know. Well, back to the old grind. I think I'll get a little makeup on. It's a little darker around here.
Roger's no actor.
You can say that again, baby. I was talking about you.
You, me?
Poor Major Healy.
Look, I'm sorry if there's been some misunderstanding, but Major Healy is King Clod.
Yeah, well, I don't think we really have a problem. He's a dedicated astronaut. I don't think he's really interested in Hollywood.
Oh, that's a break. For Hollywood, I mean.
Major Healy reminds me of an actor I once knew who was in a play by Aristotle. His name was Xerxes, Homer Xerxes. He rode a chariot up a hill over 3 feet.
A chariot?
Yeah, oh, she's an old theater buff.
Sweetheart, you and I are going to have a little chat.
Oh, I would enjoy that.
Well, I'm going to force myself to go over and look at the rushes. Would you care to see him?
I'd like to, but I think I better straighten Roger out.
I'd rather watch the rushes.
Major Healy is going to be very unhappy.
Oh, don't be silly. You don't really think he's interested in acting, do you?
Yes, Master.
Well, just place those on my desk, Doctor.
I will see you on the set.
Yeah, all right. All right.
Major Nelson.
Yes, sir.
Major Healy seems to think he's a cross between Tony Curtis and Alec Guinness.
Roger is...
Well, I know what he is, Major. I've had a talk with Mr. Kerr. Now, are you going to tell him he's the worst actor in the world, or shall I?
I'll tell him, sir.
Well, you better hurry. He's going all over the base, inviting people to his premiere.
I'll get right on it, sir. I don't want any place too elaborate. There's some place in Beverly Hills or Bel Air. Yeah, with a lot of grounds. Yeah, like a swimming pool and a tennis court. And don't worry about the price, huh? You can take it out of my first week's salary. And look, Harry, you're invited to all my premieres, huh? And get on it and get back to me, right? Okay, here. Right.
Right. That was my Hollywood real estate broker.
You don't smoke, do you?
I know, it's not lit.
Your eyes all right?
What? Oh, these! Oh, well, I've got to get used to them. You know how your fans are when they recognize you, they just mob you.
Roger, I think we ought to have a little talk.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. I know, and I'm going to miss you, too. We've been through a lot together.
You gonna be able to leave all this?
Leave all this? I don't want to leave it all, but... You know, when you're talented, well, I can't be selfish. I can't disappoint my fans.
Roger, you're an astronaut, you know.
I know. Astronaut. Movie star, I just happen to be gifted. You know something? When I fill my pool, I think I'm going to have it shaped in the form of a capsule. Something small with about 75 girls, you know. And you're invited to all my premieres.
Roger.
Wait, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What was it?
Nothing. You... I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. 75 rooms? Harry, I don't need 7 bedrooms. Call you back.
Well, I see that Major Nelson talked to you.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. Great.
Frankly, I thought you'd be a little more upset.
Me upset, sir?
Well, I suppose it is something to be the worst actor in the world.
The worst actor in the world?
I didn't want to tell you this, Major, but... Mr. Kerr said that he'd never seen anyone quite like you. That you reminded him of his old hog-calling days.
Are you sure he meant me?
I'm sorry, Major, but I'm afraid so.
What happened to the masculine quality and looking like Rock Hudson?
Yes. He was quite impressed with Major Nelson, but of course Major Nelson wouldn't be interested.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who wants all that glamour, Hollywood glamour? I mean, you know, it's just...
Yes. Why don't you get on with the report, Major?
Oh, yeah.
And I am sorry.
Oh, sorry. Nothing at all.
couldn't tell him. I just couldn't tell him, Jeannie. It would have broken his heart.
What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. How do you tell a man he doesn't have any talent? Shatter him. Just.
I know. I will get Homer Xerxes to coach him.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I'm sure that will cheer him up.
Yeah, that's.
Hi.
Hi, Ryan. We were just talking about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, you know this talk about me being a movie star.
Would you like to meet Homer Xerxes?
Well, as I was saying, all this talk about me being a movie star.
Yeah, well, we were just discussing that, Raj.
Oh, you didn't think I was serious, did you?
You mean you weren't?
About being a movie star? Oh, did I have you fooled?
That is wonderful news.
Oh, I was just playing a game. You know, there's more important things in life than having a bunch of silly girls chasing you around asking for your autograph.
Roger, I can't tell you how relieved I am.
Well, we'll finish the picture Monday, and then we can get back to work again.
I wonder where I can get another job as a script supervisor.
Well, I'm sorry. I kidded around, but...
Oh, hello.
Hello, Tony.
Oh.
Exactly wanted to be...
Hello, Mr. Kerr.
Jeannie? I want to talk to you.
We've already discussed it.
Yeah,
everything's all right.
I think I can...
All right. Everything's fantastic.
Fantastic? Did I do something?
I just looked at the rushes. Do you know you're the funniest man I've ever seen?
Me?
A natural comic. The way you move, it's unbelievable. I didn't spot it till I saw it on the film. You could be the biggest thing in Hollywood.
Me? Oh, well, he's not interested. He's dying to go.
Wait, not interested? Now, me, the biggest thing in Hollywood? I can get you a contract at Columbia Pictures. They're casting a picture right now that you would be perfect for.
Roger's not interested. We've already discussed it. We're going to the moon.
Are you kidding? And let my fans down?
No, sirree. Only this time I want to pick my own leading lady. Ha! I think I'll start off with Lola Bridget. That's it. Pick my own director, and I want a limousine, and I want a chauffeur, and I want you to get me one of those Ascots.
Are you all right, Master?
Mm. Yeah.
Are you unhappy?
About what?
Because of Major Healy.
Oh, no. Oh, the space program has just assigned somebody else to go up on that mission with me, that's all.
Well, I will miss him.
Well, we can always go see him in his movies.
Major Healy.
Oh, hi, Jeannie. Hi, Tony.
Oh, we thought you were leaving for Hollywood.
Oh, me leaving for Hollywood? Oh, come on. They wanted me to sign a 7-year contract, and we're going up on a moonshot in 6 weeks.
Huh? I wouldn't leave. Are you kidding?
Come on, now. You didn't believe all that. Now, come on, now.
Oh,
I'm not leaving.
Hey, you're back with us.
I wasn't going anyway now.
I wouldn't. How could I leave you? I mean, I would go on.
Hi, gang.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kerr.
Just dropped by to say goodbye. Sorry we lost you, Major Healy, but our loss is the space program's gain, right? Oh, I'm sorry. This is Miss Gigi Dubois.
Oh, Anthony Nelson. How are you? This is Jeannie.
Hello.
She was going to be your leading lady.
My leading lady? Well, I'll tell you what. If we could back up the moonshot about 7 years, maybe I could do the contract, and maybe we could just work together, and maybe we could get the picture together, and then we could just roll over to the scenes, too. Maybe I could roll over.
Now, right.
Now, we're going to be back.